And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of May 15th. This week in 1967, Paul McCartney met Linda Eastman at the Georgie Fame concert in London, England, and the two of them got married 2 years later. In 1963, the Rolling Stones signed with Decca Records in London, who had already turned the Beatles down the year before. Randy Bachman left the Guess Who this week in 1970. Motown Records formed this week in 1960. In 1966, the Beach Boys released Pet Sounds. Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, and Little Richard appeared together for the very first time on stage. It took place in Sheffield, England in 1995. In 1963, the first Monterey Folk Festival took place, and it included Bob Dylan, Joan Baez, and Peter, Paul, and Mary. And speaking of Bob Dylan, his documentary film Don't Look Back premiered in San Francisco this week in 1967. Diana Ross left Motown Records and signed a $20 million contract with RCA in 1981, and at the time, it was the most lucrative contract ever. The Buddy Holly Story, the movie, premiered in Dallas, Texas this week in 1978. It starred Gary Busey. Annette performed at Radio City Music Hall in New York in 1960 this week. However, it caused her to miss her high school graduation. George Harrison visited the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi for the first time this week in 1967. The city of Hawthorne, California, dedicated a monument to the Wilson brothers of the Beach Boys who grew up there. Disc jockey Alan Freed was indicted for income tax evasion stemming from the government's payola investigation this week in 1960. In 1979, Elton John became the very first Western act to tour the USSR. Fontella Bass was inducted into the St. Louis Walk of Fame this week in 2000. In 1998, Sonny and Cher received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In the studio, Tony Joe White recorded Poke Salad Annie in 1966. Frank Sinatra cut The Summer Wind in 66. Tony Joe White, by the way, was 1968. Gene Knight recorded Mr. Big Stuff in 1970. Down the hall in the same studio, recording at the same time, King Floyd, he recorded Groove Me. It was in Jackson, Mississippi studio. The Animals recorded The House of the Rising Sun in 1964. The Hollies cut Bus Stop in 66. The Drifters recorded Save the Last Dance for Me in 1960. Richie Valens cut Come On, Let's Go in 58. Peggy Lee recorded Fever in 1958. Little Stevie Wonder cut Fingertips live at the Carnegie at Chicago's Regal Theater in 1962. Paul Anka recorded Diana in 57. The Drifters cut Under the Boardwalk in 1964. Johnny Moore was forced to be the lead singer on that recording session, unfortunately, as a result of the death of singer Rudy Lewis the night before. Dee Dee Sharp recorded Gravy for My Mashed Potatoes this week in 62. And Frank Sinatra in the studio in 1957 recorded Witchcraft. Birthdays, Lenny Welch is 84, Trini Lopez, born in 37, Mike Oldfield, 69, Isaac Holt, the drummer with Young Holt Unlimited, and also the Ramsey Lewis Trio, 89 this week. Corinthian Crip Johnson from the Dell Vikings, born in 35, Big Joe Turner, born in 1911, Albert Hammond is 78, Perry Como, born in 1912, Pete Townsend from the Who, 77, Cher, 76, Joe Cocker, born in 44. Jill Jackson from Paul and Paula is 80. Susan Calso from the Cowsills is 63. Teddy Randazzo, born this week, 1930. Marcy Blaine, 78. Ronald Isley from the Isley Brothers, 81. Leo Sayer, 74. Eddie Arnold, born in 1915. And Kai Winding, born this week in 1962. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's the rock and roll news for the week of May 15th. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.